Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Hell Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. I am so excited about today's episode. It is all about radical acceptance and how it has truly changed my life. And I think I'm still on the journey of learning how to radically accept myself, situations, how things turn out for me. But I am so much closer to being the secure, healthy individual that I've always desired to be. And I'm really big on sharing with you guys the things that I go through while I'm going through it. I read something today that said that other people are going to find healing in your wounds. Your greatest life messages and your most effective ministry will come out of your deepest hurts. And I thought about that for a second because sometimes I get down on myself whenever I give advice because I feel like there are times when I give advice and I'm still going through the motions of taking that advice myself. Granted, I'm pretty good at standing on business. I'm one of those people that hates embarrassing myself and I hate living a lie. It's just not who I am. But there are times when I make mistakes or I revert or I will be on my healing journey and I'll take two steps back. It's natural and it's a very human thing to do. But I really wanted to discuss radical acceptance because who I am today is a completely different woman than who I was maybe like 5 years ago. I think for many, many, many years, because of childhood trauma and experiences that I've had, not only with my family, but with people that I went to school with and just the life that I had led for many years, I was a very anxious person and I was always living in fear. Not necessarily like fear of people, but just fear of experiencing certain emotions. I hated feeling certain ways. I would always have this very anxious anxiety feeling about, oh my God, I don't want to feel this type of pain. I don't want to be rejected. I don't want somebody hurting my ego. I don't want somebody doing X, Y, and Z to me. And I would do everything in my power to avoid it. And the gag is you can't. You can't avoid the inevitable. Things are going to happen. People are going to disappoint you. You're going to literally see the things that you fear the most being sent your way to teach you something. And as someone who is extremely secure or a lot more secure than I've ever been, radical acceptance has truly gotten me out of a lot of darkness. Something that I've learned about radical acceptance that really just solidifies the entire word for me or the entire meaning for me is that it's essentially just accepting things as they are and not as they should be. When you have this fear of rejection, fear of losing someone, fear of a fight with a family member, any type of thing that goes on that you can't control, you naturally try to avoid it. You naturally try to either ignore the pain, avoid it, which you can't. It essentially just puts you in a perpetual state of suffering because you're hindering your experiences that are positive because you're fearful of what could come. You're also just going through life with a very negative mindset and you're stifling yourself. As someone who really genuinely wants to be happy, I don't think happiness to me is an aesthetic. Like, I know that everything nowadays is an aesthetic, but to me, true happiness is waking up in the morning with a smile on my face, ready to conquer the day. I don't have any awkward, weird pits in my stomach. I am very ADHD, neurodivergent. I need to feel happy, routine-based, and I need to feel good about my day. And if I don't, it will just come crashing down. So for me, happiness is very up there on the importance ladder for me. And if something is compromising or making my happiness diminish or go down in some way that I can control, I am going to control that differently than I did in the past, which was trying to avoid it. I would naturally try to avoid things that hurt me or that were disrupting my peace, where now I nip it in the bud because my peace, my happiness, the way that I feel about myself, my self-image, my self-esteem, the things I desire are very, very, very important to me. And this all ties into radical acceptance because there is a difference between accepting things and wanting better and accepting things and allowing it to continue. And let me elaborate a little bit more. I am so okay now in my secured mindset with things not working out, people not living up to the idea that I had of them in my head, and things just not being favorable to me. I am okay with that now. I've accepted that. For many years, I would try so hard to make people fit in my life in some way. I would want someone or something so bad that I would not accept them for what they're showing me, and I would want to curate a more perfect version to where they can stay in my life and me view them the way that I want to view them. I don't do that to myself anymore, because what I realized that created in my life was the feeling of suffering. I don't want to suffer. And especially on the journey that I'm on, which is the journey of building my career, loving my life, finding the love of my life, manifesting my desires, having a very close relationship with God, I am getting closer to learning more about myself and getting closer to having a very clear depiction of who I am. One thing I knew about myself for many years was that I was a very anxiously attached person, and I was always bracing for impact. And I've talked about this in so many episodes, and I think it's really important that I shed light on this, because as someone who struggles in these areas or had struggled in these areas, I want to highlight my vulnerabilities so that you guys can learn from me. First thing that I want to break down is getting to know yourself. When you learn about radical acceptance and how to implement that in your life, you need to accept what it is that you know. But if you don't know anything about what you want, what you desire, what feels good, what doesn't, then it's really difficult to practice this. So what I've learned in my growth and my evolution is who I am, what triggers me, what I will not accept, what I do accept that I shouldn't accept. These are all discussions that I have with myself, because this is how I grow and change and become the woman that I desire. When I think of the word sacrifice, a lot of the times I feel like it could have a negative connotation to it, because when I think of it, it means, you know, giving up something that you value or deem worthy, where like a compromise is essentially just trying to negotiate a situation where you win, the person that you're compromising with wins, whatever and whatnot. But there are times in our life where we do need to make sacrifices, especially when it has to do with our ego and our insecurities. When I needed to grow into the woman I am today, I realized that I needed to get rid of certain traits that were holding me back and hindering me from being a good woman. Some of those traits were bracing for impact and constantly being anxious. It was not allowing me to be myself. It was not allowing me to be loving, kind, and just present, because I'm always worried about what's going to happen. I'm always worried that something bad is going to happen, and I would self-sabotage quite a bit. So I had to sacrifice and get rid of that part of myself, okay? Another thing that I had to sacrifice was parts of myself that were deviant that I enjoyed at times. Now, I do think that we as humans are dynamic people, and we always like to put up a front that we're perfect and that, you know, we don't make mistakes and whatever and whatnot. This is not the podcast for that. I am so dynamic that I can say with absolute confidence that there are parts of me that are deviant. There are parts of me that are very godly or just very like couth and classy and elegant. And then there's part of me that is nasty and sexy and a little provocative. That is the truth. But when it came time for me to start taking my desires seriously, I needed to give up certain parts of myself that were holding me back. I love every part of myself, even the negative things. But sometimes we have to thank them for being there when they were and then letting them go. So I had to make that sacrifice and say, I will no longer engage in this. I will no longer engage in that, because it was doing me no good. It really wasn't. And that is what allows me to perform the way I do in life. I sometimes will make mistakes and I'll go back, but when I tell you, there is nothing like a woman who straightens out after a mistake. And I am that woman. I don't play about my dreams, desires, boundaries, and life. The bigger picture to me will always be what's most important. So whenever I go off course, I do find that it's easier the older I get to find my way back to center, because I understand the bigger picture. So let's just say, for example, I start dating someone who maybe in the beginning stages I really enjoy, I think they're a wonderful person, whatever and whatnot. But there's something there that ends up happening where it is affecting my self-image, it's affecting my peace, it's affecting how I perform in life, it's affecting how I feel about them. Radical acceptance is understanding that, yeah, people are going to disappoint you. Yeah, this is going to hurt. And I'm really unhappy that this person let me down, but I accept it. And I don't even ask for anything. I don't blame them. I'm not trying to change the narrative. I'm not bargaining. I'm just letting things be. Now, what radical acceptance is not is allowing people to continue playing in your face. No, I accept you for who you are. I accept the situation for what it is, and I am going to move forward with my life. This is something that took me years to learn. And at times, my body naturally wants to fight it. I'm a certified lover girl. I'm also an empath. I love hard. And if I have you in my life in some way, even if it's as an acquaintance, you mean something to me. It's very difficult for me to release people that I have welcomed into my space. But radical acceptance has allowed me to relinquish the control of wanting people to be who I think they should be and accepting them for who they are and making a decision based off of that. There are plenty of times in our lives where radical acceptance will save a relationship. And then there are plenty of times in our lives where radical acceptance will allow us to release it. And you have to be able to discern when it's important. For instance, my relationship with my family, my radical acceptance is understanding that this is who they are. And I am going to love them anyways because I know they love me. I know that they want what's best for me. I might not like everything that they do, everything that they are, but I accept them and I'm going to keep them in my life. Now, that's a little bit different than maybe me radically accepting how a person is and not wanting them in my life. I meet people all the time who I give a fair chance to, and my favorite thing about myself, one of my favorite things, is I go into every situation giving somebody a clean slate. I never, ever, ever bring past traumas. I never bring other people's disrespect, other people, you know, sweeping the rug out from underneath me. I never bring that into a new situation. I give everybody a clean slate. So I really do love with my whole heart, and I give what I'm capable of giving. And if somebody chooses to give me something in return that forces me to have to accept it but move forward, I will do that. I no longer bargain. I no longer blame. I no longer try to change the person or change the narrative. I just let things be. And when I tell you this has saved my life, I mean it. Now, something I also really want to bring up that has a lot to do with this as well is when you start doing this inner work and healing, I do find it to be really important to possibly get into therapy, to get a life coach, or to have a good group of trustworthy friends and family that you can confide in and have these conversations with so that you can better understand yourself through their lens. And the reason I bring this up is because I remember the quote very clearly that will always stick with me that says, "A man who stands for nothing will fall for anything." Now, this goes for morals, values, ethics, all of that, but it also has a lot to do with your self-esteem and self-image. People will try to tell you about yourself. People will try to sell you a story about yourself. And if you don't know yourself and you don't really dig deep, you will allow people to form an opinion of you that you now have of yourself when it's an inaccurate perception. I am really big on taking criticism from people that I respect and understanding where it comes from and understanding the difference between somebody critiquing me because they love me and somebody critiquing me as a projection of their own insecurities. I experienced something recently where I was being critiqued and it felt very attacking based off of that person's insecurity. And I even apologized and did that self-internal audit because I am really big on, hey, listen, I might not agree with you and agree with what you're saying, but I still respect how you feel and I still respect how I made you feel. And because of that, I want to apologize. But after talking with close friends and family about this situation, they pretty much told me that that person was extremely incorrect with their read on me. Now, thank God I have my head screwed on right and I'm not someone who just falls for anything because I kind of already knew that. I just wanted to hear my friends and family's opinion about it. And I'm really big on trying to tell the story accurately and actually even give the person the benefit of the doubt when telling the story because I don't want my friends and family to naturally take my side because they love me. Now, the reason I bring all of this stuff up is because if you do not do that inner work and healing, anybody will be able to tell you about yourself. Anybody will be able to make you feel a certain way about yourself, and it can really mess with your growth, your self-esteem, your self-image, how you move through life, and how you see yourself and how you validate yourself. I know myself so well. I know my issues. I know my quirks. I know my kinks. I know where I've messed up. I know even my blind spots at this point. So I am able to listen, depending on who it is, to criticism about myself without ego, without defense, because I know I'm not perfect. And I also grew up with a very critical parent. I can handle a pretty good beating. Radical acceptance is also knowing that it is not your responsibility to teach people how to understand you, how to see you. And it's also knowing that you can't. People make their minds up about you pretty early on. And a lot of the times they want to keep you around, because a lot of the times when people have an inaccurate perception of you, it's because it's a projection of their own insecurities, trauma, and life. And they do like you, but they have a hard time actually liking you because they do not like themselves. Now, where am I going with this? Who the fuck knows? But I really wanted this to be something that I discussed today, because I want you guys to start shifting your reality. When you start to radically accept things for what they are, your life changes so much. Your outside world starts to shift when you do this. And I think that a couple things that you can do to change the narrative of your life and to start seeing people for who they are, love for what it is, relationships and everything for what it is, and also start aligning with things that make sense for you. You need to spend more time focusing on what you love. You need to not be so reactive with your responses and let people speak and share. I mean, there's so much power in just listening. When I tell you, people will tell on themselves, just let people talk. You'd be surprised what people say. There was a person that I met one time who was rambling and rambling about how much, you know, I was like bothering them and this and that and the third. And then they said out their mouth, you know, I don't even know what you're doing with me. Boom, caught ya, gotcha. There it is. There's your self-esteem kicking in. There's your lack of self-esteem. Because now you just expose yourself. You said, I don't know what you're doing with me. What I translate that to is, why are you with me? You're too good for me. Stop chasing what doesn't feel aligned. Stop going back to places that have hurt you in the past. Lean into your self-acceptance. Start being on your own side. Acknowledge that you matter. Speak to yourself like someone you love. These are all things that you must do to enjoy your radical acceptance journey. You're going to get hurt. The truth is this, pain is inevitable. Getting hurt is inevitable, but it's how you react to that that changes things for you. Because if you start practicing radical acceptance, the pain will become shorter and less every single time. I will always advocate for just allowing yourself to sit in your feelings and watch how quickly you move forward. I'm literally, whenever something happens to me, I'll literally be mad for 24 hours. That's it. I wake up the next day, boom, it's done. It's done because I leaned into my feelings. I didn't try to avoid it. I didn't try to change the narrative. I didn't try to cockamamie up a story in my mind that things could be different if X, Y, and Z. No, I'm accepting it for what it is. I'm not going to dismiss my emotions. I'm not going to approve of the pain, because a lot of the times people think that radical acceptance is like approving of people doing not great things to you that are morally wrong. No, I'm not approving of it. I'm just accepting it, and then I'm moving forward. And I'm not accepting an abusive situation either. So if I find that somebody is emotionally, mentally, physically abusive, bye, see you. Not doing that. I really do believe at times that significant change requires significant sacrifice, and knowing the difference between a compromise and sacrifice. So there are times in our life where we are told to compromise and we think it's a sacrifice. That is unhealed. And that is something that you need to work on. So at times when somebody would say something like, oh, you know, I think it's important that, you know, maybe we can hang out at home once a week rather than going out every weekend. Like, I really would like to just spend an evening with you at the house. And a person could view that as, that's such a sacrifice. But in reality, that's not a sacrifice. You're not losing something by your partner wanting to stay home with you an evening once a month. That's a compromise. And this is why relationships, whether it's platonic or romantic. A lot of the times they will go to shit because people get very defensive about compromise and they think it's a sacrifice. And I do believe that the more healed you are, the more you will understand the difference. Because I know when it's important for me to respect the other person's thoughts and work with them. And then I also know when the person is dead wrong and they're asking something of me that is disrespectful and not aligned with what I'm trying to do. So a perfect example is, like I said, oh, hey, I think it would be really nice if instead of going to the club every weekend, we can stay in once, you know, once a month and watch movies. And then the other person is like, oh my God, why would you, you know, want to do that? You're, you know, suffocating me, blah, blah, blah. That is compromise. Wanting to stay in for one weekend a month is compromise. Sacrifice is, I really think that you should, you know, dye your hair blonde because I find blondes to be more attractive. And if you do that, I'll think that, you know, you're better looking and we'll have a better relationship. That's a sacrifice. You're asking somebody to lose a part of their identity. You're asking someone to change something about themselves for you. You're asking someone to change something insignificant for personal gain and they have to lose something. And I know that was kind of a bad example, but it was the first thing that came to my mind. I just think that there is a difference. Now, when it pertains to our own lives and us having a relationship with ourselves, I think sacrifice is okay. Because like I said, significant change requires significant sacrifice. I do believe that if we want to change our lives and we want to get closer to our desires, manifestations, and dreams, we got to sacrifice some things. You want to become a millionaire by 30, baby, but you're sleeping until noon. You're smoking weed every weekend. You're sleeping around. You're not aligned with your goals. Babe, you got to sacrifice those things. You got to let them go. You do. You got to let them go. You got to let the negative vices and even just vices in general. Sometimes not everything has to be negative. Not everything that we have to let go of is going to be something that feels bad. Sometimes we have to let go of stuff that feels good to us because we are unhealed or we're just not in the proper alignment at the moment with what we're trying to get. Hell, I love having sex, but sleeping around as a grown-ass woman looking to be married, I'm sacrificing that to have a husband so that I can have a beautiful family, an amazing partner, and someone I can do life with, because that to me is more important than instant gratification. I know this episode was kind of all over the place, but I hope that you guys got something from it. There's so much beauty in all of these topics: acceptance, compromise, sacrifice. These are all things that we really have to address to grow as individuals. I think they all tie in with each other because I have learned how to compromise healthily. I've learned how to sacrifice for myself. I've learned when not to sacrifice for others. I've learned when to discern whether something was for the greater good of my future and when something wasn't. And I've also learned to accept things for what they are once I've made that decision and once I've seen what I've needed to see. Because not everything can be controlled by ourselves. Sometimes people just do things and we just have to accept it. And it has strengthened my relationships with my family. It has strengthened my relationship with myself because I no longer have these super high expectations that nobody can meet. I have a specific set of boundaries and rules for my own life, and I just try to get more aligned with it. And if somebody doesn't meet my expectation, it's up to me to decide what I do with that. Whether it's keeping them in my life but creating a boundary to where I can still have them, but not in the way that takes away from my own self-worth and my own self-respect. Or I move forward and radically accept it is what it is. A lot of the times people do things to us and it's not personal. And I think that that has allowed me to move in a good way when it pertains to my radical acceptance, because the more you realize that it's never about you, the easier it becomes to deal with. Because I think a lot of the times when we're anxious and when we're freaking out about outcomes of things, it's because we thought we could control it. We thought we could change their minds. We thought we could make it better. But a lot of the times we can't. I cannot change people. People are who they are. And it is my decision. And actually, it feels very powerful. And it's empowering. And it's empowering to be able to live more calmly. That's the truth. I live a lot more calm because I'm not obsessed with, you know, outcomes. So I'm a lot more calm. I still accept feelings to happen and for emotions to come in and creep in, and I will welcome them. I will deal with them and I will grow from them. And it's a freeing experience when you realize that you have enough self-love and self-acceptance that with or without a situation, you're going to be fine. I think it's important that we strengthen our relationship with ourselves. We create healthy boundaries, healthy patterns, healthy habits, align with better things for ourselves, and we will see such a better outcome. I'm telling you, you will feel so much better when you relinquish the control of control. Accept things for what they are. Thank them for coming into your life. Thank them for showing you what you needed to see, and let yourself just develop into the wisest, most beautiful version of yourself. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode as much as I enjoyed making it. I know it was all over the place, but I hope you got something from this messaging. I love you guys so much, and we will talk next Tuesday. Bye, everyone.